This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali, and we begin with a fatal Halloween night shooting in the Bay Area suburb of Orinda. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon is there. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning.
What are authorities saying happened last night?
The Contra Costa Sheriff's Office says four people were killed at a Halloween party here last night and several people injured. And we know very little right now. We're a half block down the hill waiting for any information from police or sheriff's deputies. There are posts on social media advertising an Airbnb mansion party, which is something that happens up here in the hills in these nice neighborhoods that, you know, rental properties and rented out for parties. And you can imagine the scene last night, people getting together for a fun and spooky night, and then violence broke out.
All right. Raquel, thank you for the update. We're going to keep checking back in with you. Raquel Maria Dillon in Orinda for us this morning.
At least four people have been killed and three injured in a shooting at a home in Orinda. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon joins us live from the scene. And Raquel, we've got new information on this. What do you have?
Yeah, the information is coming out in dribs and drabs. We got in touch with John Muir Medical Center, and that hospital received four people from this shooting. One of them died, another is in critical condition, another is in serious condition, and one person was treated and released.
Okay. And has anyone from the neighborhood around this home spoken up about what happened?
Yeah, I spoke to a man who was out walking his two dogs. People are beginning to leave for work. He said he did not hear the shots, but he heard the party because it was going on before he went to bed, before he put his two children to bed after Halloween. He said that they knew that this home had been rented out as an Airbnb. Usually there have been no problems, but this one people noticed because of the sound, and then later because of the shooting. And when that happened, his phone blew up with texts from neighbors who were very concerned, and he got up and locked the door.
Okay. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon, we're going to be checking back with you throughout the morning. Thank you. I'm Brian Watt, KQED News. Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Authorities are investigating a shooting in Orinda that left at least four people dead and three others injured. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon is on the scene.
There are posts on social media advertising a Airbnb mansion party in Orinda, and neighbors say there were at least 100 people at this party. They were spilling out into the yard. The neighbors were complaining about noise, and then shots rang out.
Chris Gadi lives nearby.
We heard that all of the neighborhood right underneath the house heard the shots, and they said it sounded just like a huge volley of several shots that went off right away.
A spokesman for John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek says four victims were taken.
But first, some breaking news overnight. Four people were killed, several others injured last night in Orinda at a Halloween house party there in Contra Costa County. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon has been covering the story. She joins us now. And Raquel, I know you've been talking with some people in the neighborhood and others. What are you hearing?
Good morning, Scott. The neighbors here are in shock. This is not the kind of thing that happens in this kind of quiet, fancy neighborhood. One neighbor told me that they heard the noise from the house party last night. Some other neighbors were complaining on text and online. Then he went to sleep after trick-or-treating with his kids and woke up when his phone exploded with people who had heard the shots and were scared about imagining a gunman running loose in the neighborhood. And Contra Costa County Sheriff's officials do confirm that they do not yet have a suspect in custody.
And what do you know about how this happened? I mean, it was a big house party, apparently a home that had been rented on Airbnb for supposedly a family reunion. Obviously, that's not what happened. But what do you know about what transpired?
We don't have very many details. It was a big party, maybe about 100 people. It was advertised on social media as an Airbnb mansion party. I spoke with a young woman, a high school student, who said that her friends were at this party. They got out okay, but she had been invited and went to another house party on Halloween and was very glad that her friends were all right. worried about the people who were injured. They seem to be very young.
And Raquel, before I let you go, what do we know about the people who were killed and injured? Because I've heard some were shot, some were maybe injured or even killed by cars that were leaving the scene suddenly. I mean, what do you know?
I can't confirm any of those details. We do know that three people were pronounced dead at the scene. One died at John Muir Hospital. One is in critical condition at John Muir Hospital, and one is in serious condition at John Muir Hospital, and one was treated and released. That's all I can say for right now.
All right. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon reporting for us this morning. And